with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Heroics at Fort Stewart, Georgia yesterday when Sergeant Cornelius Radford went on a shooting rampage, injuring five soldiers. Another soldier stepped in to stop the shooting. Sergeant Aaron Turner at Fort Stewart explains how he took down the armed assailant at the Army base.
He just pretty much got to the point of telling me, just get out of here. And pretty much that he's not going to end up hurting the soldiers, just leadership. And I ended up still kept talking to him while trying to distract him so that way the staff sergeant could be able to get out of the way and being able to leave out. And then from there, it was just more so him proceeding to try and make his way down there. So I ended up taking charge by grabbing the barrel and the extended magazine at that point.
Army Secretary Dan Driscoll praised the soldiers' quick actions, saying they saved lives. The wounded soldiers are stable and expected to recover. The suspect was arrested and officials are investigating the motive. President Trump wants to change how the Census Bureau collects data. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president has instructed the Commerce Department to exclude immigrants in the U.S. illegally. Writing on social media, he said census data collections will be based on modern-day facts and figures and results of the 2024 presidential election. Donald Trump signed a similar memo during his first term in office. That measure was later challenged legally, with courts ruling that only Congress holds authority to define who is counted. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Two Pennsylvania State Police troopers have been shot in Susquehanna County. The shooting occurred Thursday morning. Authorities have killed the suspect. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 224 points. The Nasdaq rose 73. This is SRN News. A drag queen is expelled from an LGBT group, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Pride in Dallas has terminated its relationship with Arthur Lee Walker. The voice actor, who's also a drag performer, is accused by two young men of grooming them when they were teenagers. Walker had been scheduled to host an event for Pride in Dallas next month. Critics of drag shows have pointed out that the events are often sexual in nature and children should not be allowed to view them. Some states are passing laws to that effect. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump has established a 2028 Olympic Games task force to prepare for the big event in Los Angeles. While announcing the task force, Mr. Trump also took time to praise Gene Sykes, chair of the U.S. Olympics Committee, a board of directors, for banning men from competing in women's sports. The president said the United States will not let men steal trophies from women at the Olympics. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks drifted to a mixed close, as President Trump's tariffs on dozens of countries had only a muted effect on markets worldwide. The S&P 500 slipped 0.1%, the Dow dipped 0.5%, and the Nasdaq Composite rose 0.3%. There are economic concerns after last week's worse-than-expected report on the job market, but hopes for coming cuts to interest rates by the Federal Reserve and a torrent of stronger-than-expected profit reports from big U.S. companies are helping to offset any concerns, at least for now. Treasury yields ticked higher. The Dow is down 224 points to finish at 43,968. The Nasdaq gained 73 to 21,242. The S&P 500 dropped 5 points to 6340. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.